الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم يا ربي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم روح الفداء لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل حول من الأحوال مقتحم يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا يا ما مضى يا واسع المغفرة أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن عدة شهور عند الله 12 شهرا في كتاب الله يوم خلق السماوات والأرض منها 4 حرم ذلك الدين القيم فلا تظلموا فيهن أنفسكم إلى آخر الآية وصدق الله نبي الكريم وصدق الله العظيم. In this ayat, Allah تبارك وتعالى explains to us that in the iddat ash-shuhuri, the number of months, عند الله by Allah, 12 shahran, are 12 months. So the system, we take it for granted. We've got a calendar, you know, the solar year, English year is coming to an end, New Year is going to start, and we prepare all our things. But we don't think of the namat of time, which Allah gave us. Time Allah created us in which we live. All historical events take place. Great people are born, great people die, wars are fought, peace is made. Everything happens in time. If there was no time, where should all this happen? So time is a great namat of Allah which we should reflect and make shukr to Allah for all His namat. Allah's namats are so manifest, so many, but if we are blind, we don't see them. For example, how beautiful it has been said that at night when it is dark, so many namas of Allah you can see. You see the sky with all the stars in there. How beautiful the sky is. And a person who can see beauty will look for hours and hours into the sky. And Allah says, well, it's a beginner's sama. We have beautified the sky with zenith, with beauty. And that is all the stars which are. And those who study astronomy will know the formation of the different stars which show direction. There is so much knowledge in the stars. And there are a lot of things in the fi khalqis samawati wal ard, in the creation of the heavens and the earth. There are so many lessons for us to learn. Anyway, in the dark night, you see all the stars shining, glittering, some shining more than others. And if we study properly, the formation of the stars also. The famous is the Milky Way, which is in the heavens. And then the moon moving, like a mother seeing to her children, tucking them in bed, going to like visit each star and looking after them. Because that a person cannot see Allah. And in the darkness of the night, if you can't see the bright proof of the existence of Allah, then where will you see Allah Ta'ala? If you look at the mountains, and some mountains, they are so high, like they are right up into the sky, and so powerful, mighty, strong. But from there, water flows, rivers flow from those mountains. Between those mountains, rivers are flowing. water on the other side is so soft, softer than silk also. Silk, you handle it, it comes in your hand. Water doesn't stay in your hand. It just flows away. So the mighty mountains on the one side, and together they are living in harmony and peace, the rivers which are flowing there, the rivers that come from those mountains. If you go into the fields and the fells, you see what flowers, just naturally they are growing. All different kinds of flowers, different views, different smells, fragrances, all those flowers, and with the wings, how they are swaying. And among them are tall, tall, strong trees also. And those flowers which are so delicate and so soft, but they stay with peace and harmony with those trees which are so strong and so powerful. So wherever you see, wherever I see you, Allah. I open my eyes, I see you, Allah. I close my eyes, I see Allah. So with the time that we are passing in also, with our eyes, and that is one of the main purposes of tasawwuf and ihsan, coming in the company of Ahlullah, so that we can open our blind eyes. That was one time a boy was traveling with his father in a train. And as they were passing by, the boy was explaining, look at the cows, look at the meadows, look at the river, look at the mountains. The people sitting around, they told the father, you should take your child to a doctor, medical psychologist, a neurologist, brain doctor. Is something wrong with him? How is he getting on? He said, I'm bringing him from the doctor. That he couldn't see till now, now he can see. Now he's amazed at what he sees. And we might pity him or we might wonder about him, but we also just so blind. And what's the pity if our mort will come and we didn't still see Allah. And we didn't connect with Allah. Allah is everywhere. We might be making a lot of money in the world, having all the fun in the world, or we might even be making all the ibadah, but if we haven't still seen Allah, we haven't found Allah, we found nothing whatsoever. The first point is to find Allah Ta'ala. So this is also the time which Allah is greater. And then Allah says, إِنَّ عِدَّةَ الشُّهُورِ Allah has determined and decreed that the number of months عند الله by Allah will be 12 months. So we find our lunar month, which we normally call our Islamic month, it has also got 12 months from Muharram to Dhul-Hijjah. And the solar year, which we call the English year or the Gregorian year, it has also got 12 months from January to December. So Allah has ordained that 12 months of the year. Minha arba'atun hurum. And from the 12 months, 4 months Allah has made sacred, special, great value of this 12 months. So that also we should realize. Year in and year out, and maybe 25 today, 35, 40, 50, but still I'm not conscious of the Islamic year also. And all the value which is kept in the various months. Like in a little bit we will discuss about Rajab. What a valuable month. How many Rajabs have come in our lives and gone. But we didn't even know there is any value of it. We were not even conscious it's a month of Rajab. It just passed by. And a person who passes by, so a group of people who were walking, they got lost. And middle of the night they crossed some jungle. And they came across some very shining, beautiful stones. It looked like nuggets, diamonds, just lying on the ground. You don't have to mine them also. You just pick them up from the ground. Somebody thought, that I must pick up these diamonds here. So valuable they look like. So he picked up 4 or 5, another one 10, 20, another one 30, another one 10. We are lost. We have to carry all our luggage also. And we still carry stones also. So he didn't pick up anything. They carried on walking. In the morning they came out in the village. And then they explained to the people this was what happened. They said, oh, those are the most valuable diamonds in the world. But the jungle is so dangerous with wild animals. We don't dare go in the jungle. And also many crooks, and they made it their hideouts. And there, who they see a stranger, they just kill him. So we don't dare go there. You people didn't know Allah kept you safe, you came through safe, and all this. Now those who picked up 5, 10 diamonds, are they happy or sad? Everyone is saying that I could have picked up much more. The one who picked up 30, 40 also. That I could have picked up, I could have left my luggage there. And I could carry all these diamonds. And the one who didn't pick up, it will be just... And we are living in the jungle of this dunya with all the dangers all the time. And we must not be so worried about what's happening around the dangers and how to be depressed about all that. These are natural things which Allah has put here. Right. And that is to test us whether we are going to have istiqamah and follow our path of finding Allah, making Allah happy and preparing our akhirah. Or with all these things, we get lost in these things. Like some people, a wedding comes in the family, they get lost in that family, in that wedding. They forget everything else. One holiday trip, they get lost in that. No, our focus, our istiqamah, in all matters, we are here to find Allah. We are here to make our Islam. We are here to prepare our akhirah. So when they came out in the village, our village, which we will come out, will be the day of Qiyamah. And then we see that we went through this dunya, and they were what? Not even like nuggets. So many a'mal, which are so, so valuable, which we can do. A person, for example, one special dua we should try and read for the month of Rajab, not special for Rajab, but a dua. My Rajab, one aspect is to ask for forgiveness from Allah. And one beautiful dua which the Quran has explained, and our Shaykh Allah increase our Shaykh's position all the time. How many duas, how he has explained to us the value of those duas. Then it is something completely different. So with regard to this dua of forgiveness also, where it comes in the Quran, says, وَقُرْ رَبِّ اغْفِرْ وَارْحَمْ وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. As it explained there, that the most beloved Allah Ta'ala has given a dua to the greatest lover, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And he gave the most lovable dua. So what a precious dua. And it might seem, we might think that something so precious is very expensive. We have to work very hard to accumulate money to get it. Or it's a very big, very difficult to handle, but it is small. Just like Kalimatan, Habibatan, Ilar Rahman. Simple words, but most valuable. On which Imam Bukhari, rahmatullahi alayhi, completed his Bukhari Sharif. From that it can give us an indication that how valuable these words are. So here the dua, وَقُلْ رَبِّ اغْفِرْ رَبْ and then مَغْفِرَتْ وَرْحَمْ and رَحْمَتْ. Three things are mentioned in this dua. Rab, Maghfirat, Rahmat. Wanta khayru rahimin. And some other ayat, Wanta arhamur rahimin. You are the best to show mercy. You are the one who shows the greatest mercy. So Rab, Hazrat explained that who is Rab? The nourisher, the sustainer, the creator, the one who brings into existence. So Allah Ta'ala loves us so much. Like Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, that Allah Ta'ala is, Allah Ta'ala forgives gunas, because he is Ghafurul Wadud. Because he loves his creation, therefore he just forgives them. No matter what sins they commit, they just turn little bit in forgiveness to Allah, and Allah forgives them. One person says he saw some pious person, a Baba, a Faqir, all pious person standing in the middle of the city and crying, wailing, weeping. What's wrong? Somebody hit you, somebody beat you down, somebody troubling you. He said, no, nothing. I'm just trying to broker peace between Allah and His creation. I want to make a peace treaty between Allah and His creation. Allah is prepared. Allah says, they just have to ask me for my and before mortals, then they've got time. They just ask me for maaf, and I make them maaf. But they don't want to. They don't want to change their lifestyle. They don't want to make tawbah. They just want to carry on in their way, which is our condition. So the next day, he met him again in the Qabristan. Again, he's wailing, crying, moaning. What's wrong? Somebody hit you again today? No, I'm just trying to broker a peace deal. Make peace treaty with Allah and His creation. The people in the city, people don't want to listen. So I said, I've come to the Qabristan. So now they are all ready to make Tawbah. And they are all ready to change their lives because now they are Rabbana, Sami'na, wa Absarna, Absarna, wa Sami'na, Farji'na, Na'mal Salihan, Inna Muqino. We have seen, we believe, we know it's a reality now. And we believe, O Allah. Now we will accept. But now Allah says, time is gone, expired. Your past the expiry date. Your mouth has come. Now I'm not prepared to forgive. Now will be Hisab Kitab on the day of Qiyamah. And why this way? You will have to go through what you have to go through. So Allah give us tawfiq to understand that this is the time we got to change our life. And to have the yaqeen on Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And the day of Akhirah. One dead one, a person who lived in the jungle, and they are very like uncivilized, uncouth. They don't know what is manners, what are etiquette. So he came to Medina and Sharif, and just like a wild person, and he wasn't a Muslim also at that time. He said, Muhammad, very roughly and like in a rude way, like any person will take offense. How can this person speak like this? But Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, on the other hand, not only the most polite and refined, whom Allah says, وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ, that your akhlaq and your character is the most superior and the most high. So what would you expect from Nabi? He said, let's say, my friend, what is it, what do you want? No offense taken. What do you want? He says that you saying that the whole, all the Arabs are going to believe in Islam and believe in you and going to read your kalima. Putting it a bit in our words, he said that you write in your head, it can just happen. There is no chance of it. The Arabs, their religion is so strong and so long and old, their religion. They have got the government in their hand. Everything is in their control. You, with your few little followers, where are you going to change them? What are you dreaming about? You think it can ever happen? Then he said, the next thing is, you're talking what you're talking, so absurd things. You're saying the Roman Empire, the Persian Empire going to fall at the feet of the Muslims. You know what is the Persian Empire? For us to understand, like America and Russia, superpowers, that they are the powers of the world, and the Muslims going to overpower them. You think it's possible? Can that ever happen? There is no question. What are you talking of? Which dream world are you living in? And then he says, he brought bones, and he says, these bones, brittle. You just press them, they break and they turn into dust. And you just throw them and they fly away in the wind. And you say, Allah is going to bring these back to life again on Qiyamah Day. You think it's possible it can happen? What are you talking about? Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam told him in a very cool and calm way, you're going to live very long. You will live till the day you will see Makkah Sharif is conquered. Right. And you see the Arabs from all sides coming and accepting Islam. And it's only Islam, Islam, Islam everywhere. And then he said, you're going to live till I pass away. You will live in the whole Khilafat of Hazrat Abu Bakr. In the Khilafat of Hazrat Umar, you will see with your eyes that the Persian Empire falling at the feet of the Muslims. The Roman Empire falling at the feet of the Muslims. The crowns of the kings of the Roman Empire and Persian Empire coming here to Medina Sharif. And they will kick them around like a football, like they got no value for it. And then he says, and you will see that on Qiyamah Day, I will hold your hand. And I will show you, you see all this. You see the reality of it now. And then he went away. The time came. He lived so long. And he saw Makkah conquered. And he saw Abu Sufyan accepting Islam. And he saw Hinda accepting Islam. And he saw Khalid ibn Walid accepting Islam. And who? He's like shook out of his body. See, what was an absurdity? What was couldn't dream of? Yeah, I'm seeing it happening. It's in front of my eyes. He left and he tells the Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam passed away in the Khilafat of Hazrat Abu Bakr, in the Khilafat of Umar Abbas. He saw Roman Empire conquered, Persian Empire conquered. And not only the crowns of those places, the queens of those places came as slave women for the Sahara. all the princesses came as slave women for the Sahaba. Then he jumped out of his body. He said, I better accept Islam now. Mm-hmm. There is no doubt that all these things have happened in front of my eyes, I see. And Qiyamah Day it will happen. Then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and from here ulama write that give your hand in the hand of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Whose hand is in the hand of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that person is born to Jannah. So accept it from your heart and make our weddings like Nabi Alaihi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did wear nikah. Make our lifestyle, our homes, our whole lifestyle, make it to give your hand in the hand of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. At that time, the enemies, arch enemies of Islam, hurt Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, went against him, tried and caused every harm. Today, we in the name of the friends of Nabi, as Muslims, and as followers of Islam, we harming Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We hurting his feelings. Give our hand in the hand of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So anyway, this is the month of Rajab. Allah made it 4 months sacred, and of them, this is the first month in the year. Rajab that comes, the 7th month of the year of the Islamic calendar, which will be in about by Tuesday night or Wednesday night, depending when the moon is sighted. And the first night of Rajab is valuable in the sense that du'as are very much accepted in the first night. It comes in the hadith. The first night of Rajab, the 15th night of Shaban, Thursday night, which we call Friday night, Thursday night, and the 2 Eid, du'as are readily accepted. And we all have got great needs of ours. So turn in these nights, take out some time and make du'as to Allah. For our dunya, for our akhirat, for us, for our offspring, our children. We are worried of the children, we are shouting them, you're not working, you're not doing things right, you're not looking after the business. If you aren't, we'll do everything. So this is the time, somebody is gone out of line, he's a drug addict, whatever. Du'as are the things that will make things come right. The end is du'as for the ummah. What is happening in the Muslim world? Hey, where and where? What difficulties the Muslims are going through? What attacks on Islam? The edifice of Islam is under attack. And not from outside, from inside. We are attacking. We have become like the white ants. White ants are those ants that eat up something from inside. Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam was ruling over the jinnah and they used to work for him. When he passed away, he was holding his stick. And he passed away and he stood like that. But the white ants were eating the stick from inside. After that, when the stick fell down, he collapsed. Then they realized for how many years we were working, slaving for him, and he passed away already. So this white ant that worked from inside, today we as Muslims from inside, we are destroying Islam. Our scholars are destroying Islam from inside. We have to maintain, unfortunate are those people at such time that will look after Islam. They have been given the bashara, the great tidings, that they will get the sawab of 50 sahaba. At the time when to practice upon Islam is like holding red hot coal in your hand. And that is only it is life. In actual fact, it is like holding jewels and pearls. Those people who have been blessed with Islam, when they hold on to the firm Islam, the joy they get. Onlooker looks like everyone criticizing them, talking bad about them, or even if they get martyred. When Ashab is a Hudud, when the people who dug those trenches, the king, and he wanted all to believe in him, that he is Allah, and who doesn't, must be thrown into the trenches in which they lit fire. So a mother was brought with a baby in her hand, and accept that I'm Allah. Read my kalima, that I'm Allah. When she refused, they snatched the baby and threw the baby into the fire. Next they were going to throw her. Now she hesitated. The baby shouted from the fire that, oh my mother, don't hesitate. Don't read that wrong kalima. Come here in the fire. Here there is fun, enjoyment. Jannat is here. It just looks like that on the outside. And the pain that is felt is only skin deep. Just how does it prick the skin and you feel the pain, that is all. For a shaheed also, that is all the pain he feels. Otherwise, it is just fun. It is hidden under behind the screen of this outward pain of a fire, of a bullet shot, of swords, of you being tortured, but behind it is all that enjoyment. And a person who sees this reality, he gets that enjoyment in this dunya already. That's why one Buzhur says, "Oh Allah, increase your price. You have made your price the dunya and akhirah. That is the price, the sacrifice your dunya. And more the actual thing, not really to save ourselves from Jahannam and to gain Jannah, so that is 100% permissible. But more, higher than that, only for the pleasure of Allah. So you have made your price, the dunya and Jannah, that you get Jannah. Your price is more higher. Increase your price. Increase the qurbani, that what qurbanis we have to give. Those who have found this, they realize what enjoyment they need. For them, the nights to spend in ibadah, it's enjoyment for them. We cannot comprehend. One Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali writes, one person found a shepherd in the jungle at hot, hot day, and he was keeping roza. He said, "This hot day, and you in the jungle, no shade, and you keeping roza." He explained that what enjoyment he gets in keeping roza. So when Allah gives these realities, tilawat of Quran, what can surpass tilawat of Quran, Sharif? A person will give his life for tilawat of Quran. So that is what we have to find here. So this is the first month, Rajab, which is one of the sacred months. Duas are readily accepted. And it is a month for asking for forgiveness. And in that forgiveness, this dua is very beautiful. Rabbi Ghfir Warham. Rabb, that Allah Ta'ala, the Creator. And Allah has love for His creation because it is His creation. Like a mother who bears a child for 9 months, she gives birth to that child. It's a matter of life and death at the time of birth. And after that, weaning the child 2 years, and even after 2, the child, how much naughtiness he does. What and what? So that all of this creates love in the mother for her child. And the amount of love a mother has for her child, she won't have that love for her husband. You're a stranger. You came from outside. You came later in her life. A baby, she carried the baby for 9 months. Mm. That is hers. That is mine. How much she loves the children. Don't expect her to give you the attention what she's giving her children. And the children love the mother so greatly because she does everything for her. What sacrifices? And if it is a mother, what is called a mother, then you can't believe what the relationship is. So here we are asking Allah, all the mothers in the world together, how kind and merciful. Allah's mercy is much more than that also. And we are asking, Rabbi Ghfir, O Allah, forgive us. The explanation of forgiveness ulama has given, our Shaykh has taught us, بِسْتَرِ الْقَبِيرِ وَإِذْهَارِ الْجَمِيلِ. What does forgiveness mean? Oh Allah, you cover up, you destroy the very roots and the very, all the proof, the very signs of all my gunas, you destroy them completely. And when Allah destroys it, there are 4 records of our gunas. Allah Himself destroys all. So that even the farishtas can't say, I did you for a favor, I destroyed your file. I destroyed all your record of your gunas, I destroyed it. Allah didn't even leave the farishtas ihsan on us. Allah Himself, how much love He's got for His creation. And then, izhar is jameel. Oh Allah, whatever little good deeds you gave me to offer, you make that known, make it manifest. So what to, maghfirat is such a great thing in which we are asking, oh Allah, all my evil and my dirt and my filth is destroyed, no sign left of it. And another aspect, that you change all that into good deeds. And great good deeds you change it into. And all my, whatever good that you gave me to offer, make that known to the people. That is Rabbi Ghfir Warham. And oh Allah, shower your mercy upon us. Rahmat of mercy, tawfiq and ta'at. Tawfiq to be obedient to Allah. What a great thing. How many of us cherish that? I wish this my bad habit, whether it's my drug, whether it's my negligence in namaz, whether it's my laziness. I wish I can be an obedient servant. And when you say, Warham, this is what we ask. Make me your obedient servant. Let me fulfill your commandment. And the second is, Faraghi and Ma'isha. that Allah give me abundance in my rosy, open the doors of rosy for me. And the third is that bila hisab maghfirah, without any accountability, Allah will just look at your record of deeds, go to Jannah. And whose book is open and is questioned, there is a corner. We won't be able to go past the test. Who is just passed like that, that person will pass. And third and fourth, before the Jannah, enter into Jannah. So this is the month to ask that. Rabbi khfir warham anta khairur rahimin. Wherever, standing up, sitting down, try and make it a month of repentance, a month of returning to Allah Ta'ala, a month coming to closer to Allah Ta'ala. So this is that month. This is the month. Fasting is very, very valuable in this month. The month Rajab, Ulama has explained, it comes from the root word Rajaba. And that means to respect, to honor. Respect this month. In place, you will get great respect by Allah Ta'ala. And it is also from Al-Asaf. Al-Asaf means a downpour. That when you ask for forgiveness, Allah's rahmat comes down in torrent. It pours down Allah's rahmat. So just turn in for repentance to Allah. And Allah give us the true essence of tawbah, istighfar. And according to that, Allah's rahmat comes down. It is narrated in a hadith. That person will find a lot of tawbah, istighfar in his record of deeds on the day of Qiyamah will be very fortunate. Allah will love that. His work will get done so easily. So read a lot of tawbah, istighfar. And then, this verse is also from Al-Asr. Al-Asr is the month in which the downfall of Allah Ta'ala. So this is the month that must take advantage. Rosas in this month are very valuable. And it is preparation for the month of Ramadan. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa ballighna Ramadan. So rosas we should try and keep Monday, Thursday, 3 days, Ayyam-e-Deed, as many as we can. In fact, according to narration, one river in Jannah, which is called Rajab, whiter than milk, more colder than ice, sweeter than honey, exclusive for those people who kept roza in the month of Rajab. Those who keep roza in the month of Rajab, this river is exclusive for them only. So this is the month to acquire it. So this is the month to turn to Allah. Then comes the month of Sha'ban. Month of Rajab is known as Allah's month. Month of Sha'ban, the month of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the month of Ramadan, the people's month. Here is the time to sow seeds. The month of Sha'ban is to water it and put fertilizer. And the month of Ramadan is to collect your crops. And as you progress in the month of Ramadan and you come towards the end, that person who now takes his crop, he will know in his heart how he feels, the enjoyment he will get. His happiness of Eid will not be new clothes, will not be Eid day party. His happiness he feels in his heart. He will be wanting to be more on his own. He will be wanting to be more away from people. The enjoyment will be when Allah, the person gets the company of Allah, the company of the world means nothing to that person. When a person gets guidance from Allah, guidance of the world means nothing to that person. So this is the starting point now. Let us not lose out. We might have for 40 years we lost out on we didn't know about the month of Rajab. And this is also not, whatever has little bit been spoken, is not even the tip of the iceberg of what great value this month of Rajab holds. This month of Rajab in it holds the Miraj of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The famous date is the 27th of Rajab. And that is a great and honorable day also. The Miraj is a day where our Iman, we boost our Iman. So when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made Miraj, Abu Jahl the next day met Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala. He said, oh Abu Bakr, a person who said that I went from here to Baytul Muqaddas, from there to the seven heavens, from there to meet Allah Ta'ala by His Arsh. And I came back from Baytul Muqaddas, back to Makkah Sharif, Haram Sharif, all in a part of a night. So little time that the bait did not become cold also. the warmth of the body was still in the babe in that time. Do you think it's possible? He said, you, impossible. If you ever can, ever. That can never happen. It's a month's journey from here to Baitul Muqaddas. A month's journey back. And that also, if you don't waste time on your journey, you just hurry, hurry, travel. And then a month's journey to reach there, a month's journey to come back. And then you're talking of Mi'raj and seven heavens and all that also. Impossible, it can never happen. Abu Jahl thought the ideal occasion, this is my time to turn Hazrat Abu Bakr away from Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He said that, you know what, your friend is saying. He said, what is he saying that? He took the wrong meaning that if he's saying that he's mad, na'udhu billah. He said, yes, he's saying. He said, he's saying 100%. That is the time his name, Siddiq time. And Siddiq, on one occasion, Hazrat Abu Bakr, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, had some argument, hard words they had. And Hazrat Umar also said some hard words about Hazrat Abu Bakr. Hazrat Abu Bakr went away. And then Hazrat Umar realized, Hazrat Abu Bakr went to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Hazrat Umar went to Hazrat Abu Bakr's house to ask for forgiveness and to make up. He said, he's not yet. So he knew exactly where he's from. So he went to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasallam was angry and upset. And he said that at the time when nobody believed in me, Abu Bakr believed in me. People ask for proof. People ask, what will we get if we accept Islam? Abu Bakr just surrendered totally. The Siddiq, which is Hazrat Abu Bakr, Ummat, all the Siddiqs of the Ummat together cannot be that Siddiq, which is Hazrat Abu Bakr. So anyway, this Mi'raj. And then we have been given this great, great gift of Salat, Namaz. It's not a burden. In actual fact, it's not a duty. It's an opportunity to go and believe, meet your beloved. When you are married, or you just propose to her, and you just have to have a few words with your wife, you don't say, oh, now I have to go meet her. What a big beauty. And now I'll have to look at her. And now I'll have to talk with her. You're so eager for it. And when the first night comes and anyone delays anything, even your mother, you get angry with her also. I want to be alone with her now. Who is this? Where is this Sawab Ma'rufu? Who's coming here and I want to, when Namaz is the meeting with Allah, but we find it a burden. And we don't know what is Namaz. We've got no idea. It is our joint, our relay, with the creator of all beauty in the world, with the creator of all perfection in the world, a meeting with the creator who is the most wonderful, who is the most kind, who forgives in abundance, who guides us, who gives us, who gave us our eyes. If a person gives you eyes, if you were blind, and somebody restored your eyes, you'll give your life for that person. Allah gave us eyes, He gave us brain. If you were mad and somebody restored you, and you became normal, you'll give your life for that person. Our heart, our kidney, and all free of charge. But not really free of charge. We must appreciate and make shukr to Allah. Obey His command. Allah gave us all of this. So what a meeting it is to meet Allah Ta'ala. Namaz, Allah, give us the reality, work on our namaz, and see what an enjoyment namaz is. And the bond with Allah Ta'ala. And you will enjoy when your whole namaz from Allahu Akbar till Assalamu Alaikum Rahmatullah, you are with Allah. And you will start looking forward to that imam who makes longer namaz. And you will look forward to the occasion that you can read more Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. Quran Sharif, you will enjoy reading in Namaz. Namaz is a great gift, all gifted to us in this month of Rajab. These are the great gifts for this month. So let us appreciate this month with asking for forgiveness, with repeating Roza, repentance, turning to Allah, preparing for the great and auspicious month of Ramadan with the dua. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban, the barakat of Rajab, the Mi'raj, our iman, yaqeen, our namaz, all that barakat, and of Sha'ban, the 15th night of Sha'ban, complete purification, complete emancipation from Jahannam, and then come and wubaljidna Ramadan. That must be the desire in our heart. I want to reach Ramadan. When Nabi Ali Salatu Was Salam, when he was given a time of passing away, then Malakul Maut came and stood at the door. Allah has sent me to take your role. Jibreel Alayhi Salam was there. Nabi Ali Salam looked at Jibreel Alayhi Salam. Should I accept it or what? He said, it's up to you. But Allah, all preparations is made for your arrival.
Uh-huh.
So then he immediately was ready. So that a person will, when all preparations are made for our arrival in the Akhirah, and we will go and meet our family, more than this, meet all the righteous and pious people. So we hope for that, in Allah's mercy. That so that is what we have to prepare for. Not a time to waste our time in this dunya and the material things, and worse, the guna, and the worse, the following of the kuffar and their lifestyle, and worse than that, to be proud to act like a kafir. So my children dressed with that small 2-year-old, and I put that t-shirt with all that filthy writing on it, and I'm happy, and I say, he looks so cute wearing that. And the little girls were dressing, and we're happy of the ways of the kuffar. A mu'min, as for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's follower, and proudly living in the ways of the enemies of Nabi alayhi sallam, in the ways of Islam, in the ways of enemies of mankind, enemies of themselves, preparing themselves from Jahannam, and they are proud that they are following that way, and we following their way. We were supposed to take them out of the doldrums. We were supposed to lead them on the highways of Jannah, and we following in their ways. So Allah Ta'ala, this is the starting point now. In the month of Rajab, make it a change in our life. A turn towards Allah Ta'ala. Repentance, turning to Allah Ta'ala. And then going to Shaban and enjoying the fruit of Shaban. And then the wonderful Dastarkhan Allah lays out in the month of spiritual Ramadan. Dastarkhan, where there is tilawat of Quran, there is roza, there is Taraweeh, and we look forward to Taraweeh. We'll be listening to the whole Quran Sharif, and I'll be in the masjid for 1 hour, 2 hours. By time, the more time, that Taraweeh is not the best, that is the earliest, that is the fastest, and that is rushed through, that Taraweeh that is made with ease, and that is read properly, that is the Taraweeh to enjoy. And our buzurg, they finished Taraweeh, and they had Hufaz to come read for them. And the whole night they read for them, right through. Just little time for Siri, that little time that is left, but the whole night they spend listening to Quran Sharif, reading Quran Sharif. Allah give us tawfiq. There is a golden opportunity, let it not go past just like that. There is a time when the person who is in the lowest ebb, it can be whatever, substance of whatever, just sincerely with your heart, Allah will pick you up. And you'll be on the right path. Whatever you could have, addicted to cigarettes, whatever else it can be, any bad habits, our eyes looking at other women, our tongues which are out of control, our language which is out of control, even young boys who fall prey to masturbation so much, easily this is the month to come out of it all and come into purity and come into the honor and dignity of the presence of Allah Ta'ala and the great people. This is the month, this is the opportunity. Allah give us all the opportunity, inshallah.